Hello and welcome to Up the Smut, where Kate and Michaela bring you the most unhinged reads mixed with really good shit, I
And
guess.
sometimes occasionally good conversation. Welcome to
Sometimes.
2024.
Yay, we did it.
2024 is that girl. Like, I feel like I'm loving it. I love
It's
it.
okay so far. I will say, Michaela and I, the time zone is really fucking with us all of a sudden. We've been doing this for like over a year, and I thought we were meeting yesterday, and she was like, "So tomorrow?" And I was like, "You're tomorrow or my tomorrow?"
I try to speak American as much as I can, like as well for you. Like I convert things to Fahrenheit, I do everything. But yeah, like Kate and I have done like the Uno reverse on each other. Like she's the stay-at-home mom now, and like I'm working and I'm a frazzled career woman. Like it's actually not that serious, but like let me just roll with that, please.
I mean, you're working a shit ton, so it is that
I do.
serious.
I do. I'm always singing Dolly Parton while I'm at work. I am truly the personality hire. There's that girl, Vienna Ayler. You've seen her. Like, I always send Kate her videos. It's like, hi, happy I have birthday. Like, that's me, like, to everyone. Like, today, I was like, oh, I got you this coffee. Like, I got one for your girlfriend as well. It's like this sachet. And the guy was like, that is so lovely of you. I'm like, it's just like, big sister mom energy. And then in real life, I'm like a feral fucking, fuck you. Like, men don't look at me. Like, so yeah, it's to my coworkers, I am lovely. So
I
there you
would
go.
kill to be your coworker right now.
Well,
My
around
goal for t by 2030, I want us to have met in person.
I love that. I think that's attainable. That's because the kids are just getting older. Like that's when you're in the thick of it with children and they're doing things and pissing you off. And honestly, have I lost my 20 my list? We've got a list today, guys. Oh, here, is that
Oh,
it?
yeah.
No, that's not it.
Today, we are going to be talking our favorite reads of 2023. I don't know if it's necessarily like I tried my best to do top five, but as I was scrolling, I was like, but what about this one? But what about this one? And I'm not really sure what makes the five I selected my actual top five. And I think if I, depending on what day I scrolled through my Goodreads, that top five list would change. But as of 4 days ago, when I scrolled through it, this is what I came up with. So we'll just
Yeah,
we'll
but
just
tell us, how many books did you read last year?
I think so. I lowered my Goodreads goal because it was stressing me the fuck out. And I don't count rereads. I didn't. I usually don't. But about three quarters of the way through, I had such a reading slump at the beginning of the year. So I pretty much only reread books for like 4 months. I read like a series of bad books in a row, and I was just like, I'm done. So I was way behind. I think my goal was originally 300, and I lowered it to 200. And then at the very end of the year, I read about 43 Mafia Daddy novellas, MM Mafia Daddy novellas, and my number shot to 229. So I read
Gorge.
229 out of 200 books, and at least 30 of those were in the last 3 days of 2023.
Violently, Kate. Like that is the most Kate conversation. We also we really like to say as well, guys, do not compare yourselves to us. We have no lives. All we do, like literally both of us, all we do is talk to our husbands occasionally, interact with our children, and read while there is a horror movie playing in the background. That is how we bonded. That's just how it goes in the romantically inclined and the love Michaela Eve households. So never think that. I only read 143
Yeah,
last
my
year.
friend read like 450. So it's like it's quite a
Incredible.
spectrum. And some days I'll read six no I mean, I'm breastfeeding, so I'm trapped on the couch a lot and at night. So I'll probably read like three or four novellas a day. And again, Goodreads doesn't really like take into account novellas versus full length. So like again, like the last like 40 books I read in 2023 were like less than 200 pages each. So yeah, my number looks high, but I read a
The
lot of
Goodreads app
stuff.
hasn't been updated since like its inception. So like Goodreads is just, don't do not get me started on the billionaires again, because I'll get started. All right. What was your first book that you top first top five book?
I've talked about this series like 18,000 times on this
Do
podcast already.
it again.
But
18,001.
this is the rest of these books are not going to be in an order, but this is the top book of 2023 because I read it three times, a five book series three times in 2023, and I didn't count all five of those books three separate times. So my Goodreads number would be a lot higher. The Wolf at the Door series by Charlie Adhera.
Is that where you publicly roasted me? How I was like, fine, I'll read these books. And what does this bitch say? This motherfucking Judas, she goes, what time do you have to read a 5-book series? And I was like, well, I'm not going to salt burn your grave. So
I mean, in my defense, you literally a day before in your stories had been complaining about not being able to read like time to read a novella. So I was like, girl, there is no way. Also, it is no longer on KU. It was on KU. I read every time I read it, like I was on KU and I want to buy it. I want to buy paperbacks, but the publisher doesn't have them available. Like she has I think Carina Press is the publisher. And she told me at one point that like they just didn't have a high enough demand for the publisher to make paperbacks. And since she doesn't have the right, like she can't make her own paperbacks. But I'm hoping maybe now that they're off KU, I don't know, but they're kind of pricey off KU. I think they're like $7.99 a book for an ebook. And that's why I'm struggling. Cause it's like, if I'm going to own them, I want to own them on like in a physical form. I don't want Amazon to own them for me and like take them away at any given time. So, and I would buy an ebook directly from her as well. I really am struggling with buying ebooks from Amazon. If I love it, I want to pay it back. But anyways, this series, I also would like some credit for not putting all three gay detective series on my top five. I chose one. So if it was up to me, all three of them would have been on it. But The Wolf at the Door is special because it's the perfect combo of like writing, like just absolute sheer writing talent. It is the story of a human detective in the world where shifter wolves exist, but they're like on the DL. He gets paired up with a wolf shifter after being like absolutely eviscerated by a wolf, like guts out. He lost like the bottom, like 3/4 of his intestines or something. I guess you can live fine with it, but and together they like each book is its own kind of mini HEA as they go. Like, you know, like they're together at the end of book one, they're boyfriend at the end of book two, you know, it progresses and they're solving a different crime each one too. And it's just like a really cold, buttoned up, like been hurt too many times before human detective and like the sweetest, fucking manliest, fucking hottest wolf shifter guy. And it's just like they're like all in, like basically, or like the wolf shifter is like all in from the get-go. The other guys obviously got to be like, I don't deserve this, you know, that vibe. So it just nothing else measured up. I read that and my life changed. So is it worth $7.99 a book? Yes, if I was buying it from someone other than Amazon. So I'm just,
once again, fuck you, Jeff Bezos. You know what you did.
If you have the cash and that's not like, you know, if that's a drop in the bucket, you will not regret it. No one has ever come back to me and said they regretted reading that series. I've gotten like 80 DMs from people who are like, it's fucking amazing. Thank you so much for changing my entire life. And then if you like that, I'll just honorable mention The Valor and Doyle series by Nikki James, which is two humans, same exact vibe character-wise. And then The Spectral Files by Essie Harmon, which is what the buttoned-up guy can see ghosts. And they keep interrupting his sex life. But also they keep trying to kill him. Okay. Honorable mentions.
So, Incredible.
Yeah, okay. Sorry if you had to listen to that for like the 15th time, Michaela.
No, I loved it. I love it. It just reiterates, like, I just haven't seen you in so long. I'm just looking at you. I'm just like, look at her cheekbones. She's so pretty. And our glasses are sort of matching today. I call these ones my Oppenheimer ones. Because my other ones are like my, we've got our black rim ones on today, guys.
We're becoming one person.
We are. I feel sorry for you, though. I don't know if you'll be able to carry off the blonde as well as I do, but that's okay. I look like I have black hair at the moment because it's so dark.
Is your daughter roasting you?
No, she knows fucking better now. Actually, you know that reel that you made of the Eve Dangerfield back into it?
Yeah.
So the song Jenny, my daughter, who is turning 12 this year, guys, that sounds like the fakest shit I've ever heard. Like how, I'm so young and hot. How do I have a 12-year-old? Anyway, what does this bitch say? She goes, oh, did you know that song? I was like, yeah, I know that song. She's like, oh, I thought you were too old to know that song. I was like, go to your fucking room. Like, she's just shocked that, like, people over the age of 30, I was just like, respect your bisexual elder. Like, fuck off with it. So that was that. That was me against my kid, as per usual. So my favorite book of the year. This is going to be no, well, no, I don't think I've spoken about it in a while because it emotionally terrorized me. And when I tell you that this is the sweetest, most low angst book, I have a trauma bond with this book. It's Scoring the Player by Rebecca Jenschak. And I read this right before I fell ill with COVID. And then I reread it. So I was laid up in bed for like a week, guys. I was like, okay, cool, amazing. Like survived that, had a lot of congestion and like read that book and like all of Rebecca Jenschak's backlist. And then I had a COVID rebound, which is essentially where you just get sick again and you're fucking dying. Who the fuck is that? Just walked into my recording studio. What the fuck?
It's just your
Family
bedroom.
group chat's getting a fucking message about that. And I was like, I cried over this really sweet little college
Shit.
romance. Yeah, because I was so emotionally wrung out and I'm like
Yeah.
messaging Rebecca Jenschak. I'm like, this book, I have a pit in my stomach because it ended so beautifully. And she's like, oh, like I don't think she knew how to handle the ridiculousness that was me being so pathetic and feeble and weak. This book is the third book in the Campus Wallflower series. It's so cute. Like it's so cute. It's about Felix Walters. He's the football captain, because of course he is. And Dahlia, who is a virgin, never been kissed, and she has a crush on Felix, but she doesn't know what to do. And he's like always trying to talk to her at parties, and she's just such a fucking weirdo. She's like, ugh. And then someone takes a viral video of her where she's saying, she's like, Felix Walters is so hot, like I'd climb him like a tree, blah, blah, blah. And it gets out. And it's not good. But Felix is really nice. He's like, let's start fake dating. So they start fake dating. Falling love. Who
Phyllis
saw
is
that
like,
coming?
she's like gonna lose her fucking mind right now. And I never really see you get this emotional over books that aren't like, I don't know, like food erotica.
Exactly. I don't know what to tell you. You know what? It never was that serious. It was never that serious. Like, I don't think that Rebecca Jenschak ever like expected anyone in the entire history of the world to have that reaction to that book. But because it was the perfect storm of me being sick, me being pathetic, me being like loving these characters, and I was like, oh, and now still in 2024, I'm still on that bullshit. So that was my top book of the year.
I
I'm
feel like
probably gonna have to do some sort of
when
like.
you read things in like a formative moment though, like
Yeah.
this COVID was like dragging you down. And if you'd read it any other time, maybe it wouldn't, not that it isn't an
It
amazing
was
book, but
still
maybe it
fucking
wouldn't have
like it was really
impacted you
cute.
so deeply.
Or maybe the other books that I read this year were super shit. Who's to know? Who's
Honestly,
to
the shit I made you read, I kind of believe that. So yeah. But this just makes me want to read. I've never read Rebecca Jenschak before. So even
Super
despite you
easy.
talking about her all the time. I've
I
never
want you to
read
read Havoc before you read that because I
that.
need you to read something that you're gonna hate.
Why would you do this on me? I can't.
Oh, guys, actually, this is a bit of like a shock to Kate as well. We have talked about it, but we are making a book club. So you'll be able
Yeah,
to read
we've
these
been mulling
books.
it. I'm like, let's put more stuff on my plate. But I just think it'd be
Yeah.
so fun to read because I
Yeah.
love when people give me their reactions while they're reading books that I've recommended.
Exactly.
So how much fun would it be for us all to react to a book at the same time?
Exactly. Like I've had people ask me as well, because Kate's obviously a lot more famous than I am. So it's easier to reach out to me. So they're like,
Hey, I
what's going
respond to
on?
like 95% of DMs.
You're a machine, honestly. It's because you are at the mercy of a man, baby.
Yeah.
Like he's
I have
on top of you.
tried. I will say, I try not. I've been giving myself space to not respond to ones that are just like story reactions. Like, oh my God, so funny. I used to be like, I have to respond. Like, I have to be the last one to say something so that they know they are heard and respected. But when I send a reaction to a story, I never really expect to hear back. Like, if it's just like a laugh. Like, oh my God, so funny. I never expect to hear back from them. So I've been giving myself grace to respond to questions and like things that were like inspire a response and to let myself let some of the DMs go. So if you expected a response from me and you didn't get one, I'm so sorry. Also, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, I'm gonna come back later. And then I get 50 DMs since I read your DM and then I can't find it because Instagram hasn't made it super easy to find. There's three inboxes. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Anyways,
Exactly.
that's my formal
Exactly.
apology to anybody listening who
Oh,
had their DM
same.
ignored. Sorry.
So fantastic. And what's your next book? Let's do that one.
Okay, let's see. Okay. I would say four of these were read in the last like 2 months of the year. But I'm going to go with Upending Tad by Cora Knight. Another series. And honestly, it's not the kind of book that was like life, like emotionally life-changing. It was just wicked fun. So Upending Tad, somebody recommended to me if I like this book, Want Me by Neve Wilder, which is like one of my top five books of all time that I have read. Like, I fucking adore it. I love By Awakening. I love This Isn't Gay, like Fucking Me Isn't Gay, But Kissing Me Is, like vibes where they're just like, I'm not gay. Like, we can cuddle. It's not gay. Fucking's not gay. But how do not put your mouth on mine yet. I'm not ready. This is the exact same vibe as that. So if you liked Want Me by Neve Wilder, Upending Tad is perfection. It is more erotica. I would say it is erotica with an HEA. It is not, there's no plot other than them being together. Like every time they're together is basically like just sex. So it's five mini novellas. They're all out. You can get them on KU and they can come in. There's like box sets of like 1 through 3 and then 4 through 6. Oh, wait, did I say 5? I think it's 6. And it is the story of, and I will warn you, the beginning's kind of like DubCon, which is like dubious consent for those of you who aren't up on the lingo. And that Tad loses a game of like poker and the three guys he's with are like, we can break your legs or you can go to our favorite BDSM guy and like get whipped. Like, those are the options. And I was like, okay. I'm like, Tad, just leave. Like, you're all college kids. Like, are they really good? Do you genuinely think these three random men are going to break your legs if you don't go to a BDSM expert? But he does. He goes to the BDSM expert. He doesn't tell the BDSM expert, like, that he was threatened to be there, though. The guy thinks he was just, like, told, like, he, like, lost a bet and agreed to go. And so it's just him getting, like, put into one of those, I don't know, like a restraint and whipped until, or spanked, I'm not sure, paddled, something, until he basically is about to come. And then the guy's like, hey, it's not gay, basically, if I just like, the guy's gay, the like BDSM guy. But he's like, you know, it's normal to be aroused, it's fine. He's like, I'll just like, let's just complete it. Like, you know, I'll just help you come, it's fine. And so then it's just like, he likes it so much that then he's like, finds a reason to go back. The guy's like also a personal trainer. And he's like, hey, you can help me shoot videos like for my blog, which is very popular, I guess. And so that's how it all gets started. Like he can't stay away. So he comes and helps shoot a video. And then he ends up in another like BDSM situation. And then, you know, and it's just hot as fuck. Like the whole thing was just, and it's so sweet. Cause like the gay guy's like super into him, but he's like very nervous. Doesn't really like, you know, has never been with a guy before this, and so there's some angst in terms of like being, he doesn't know how he identifies and he's having like an identity crisis, but it's really, really sweet. And definitely I love like angsty moments done right. So anyways, it's like I said, it's basically erotica. It's just like 5% plot in between really hot like being tied up and flogged situations. So if that's your thing.
You are a queen of angst. Like, you love the grovel and you love the angst.
I love a third act breakup. If I read a book without a third act breakup, I'm like, oh, that was nice. Like, it didn't have a third act breakup. And I'm like, I need to go back and reread all of my favorite third act breakups because I feel like the book is like, I do appreciate mixing it up a little bit, but I need it. Like, I need a moment where, like, my stomach plummets to the floor and I feel like I'm going to vomit. And then they gravel back. It's literally like a drug to me at this point. Like, that's the only way that I get off in a book, mentally masturbate to the book where I'm just like, yes, disappoint each other, ruin your lives. And, oh, okay. Peak.
We're back.
And then everything's fine. That's why I love novellas, like the daddy ones I've been reading. Cause it's just like, it's just fuck up after fuck up. It's just like up, down, up, down, up, down. My mind is just being thoroughly fucked, basically. Okay. That was Upending Tad, by the way. Upending Tad by Cora Knight, since it took me like 45 minutes to give you the description. So, Michaela, what was another book on your list?
I'm going to do a 3-for-1.
Oh.
Like you did. Yeah. So it's, we've talked about this in the romantic suspense series episode. Is that what it was? So it's actually, it's the romantic suspense series. by Karen Rose. It's book 7 through to 9. And it's like an offshoot. It's called the Daniel Vartanian series. So the first book is Die for Me, then Scream for Me, and Kill for Me. And these are really gory, graphic, but super hot. Like the romance is amazing. So essentially, there's like a serial killer that's kicking around because isn't there fucking always? In the first book, it involves like an anthropologist. Is that what it's like? Bones. She's like Bones, essentially,
I love
and a
Bones.
cop. Exactly. Yeah. So like
And like
amazing.
Booth. It's like Bones and Booth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I don't know, but like he cheated on his wife in real life. So like, let's never forget that.
Boo. Seriously, that shit, like, that ruins shit. I'm at the age where, like, I, in like the, I don't know, empathetic side of myself where I, people do get canceled in my brain.
Oh yeah, that's
And
like
not
me
even
with
like
Mark
trying
Wahlberg.
hard, but it's like I learn a fact and I'm like, fuck, like you're.
Mark Wahlberg, like he came up at Christmas, and I was like, let's never forget him going to jail. How do we let that fucking guy come back? All right, so fuck him. So that was like an anthropologist, and then it leads to, I'm pretty sure it's a little town in Georgia, and sort of this like gang rape ring thing, and then like police corruption, child trafficking. Like it gets
Jesus.
fucking juicy, man. It's just good. Like it's good. Karen Rose, she slaps. She releases 2 books a year, all within the romantic suspense series. I own all of them, and I've got to get on top of them. That's actually one of my goals for this year. It's one of my goals for fucking every year. My goal for last year as well was to read all of The Wheel of Time. Did I? No. It took me 9 months to read book three. Like, what am I talking about with that one? I w also wanted to read more sci-fi last year. You know what I fucking did? Read Red Rising, and then read like the second and the third. And it ended on the third one. I heard some hectic shit happen in the fourth. I'm like, oh, fucking pretending that this is finished here. I ain't doing it. 5-star series, get fucked, finished a book three.
Just
Done.
read more like Ice Planet Barbarians.
Done that.
You read all the Ice Planet Barbarians?
No, I haven't, but I will
Okay. There
with
you
all the
go.
time I have.
Yeah, you could easily complete your sci-fi goal by reading Ice Planet Barbarians.
I know I could. I could.
Don't, why does anyone ever read anything other than romance? Like,
Look, you know, I
I don't
also I
know.
did want to talk. This is serendipitous because I pulled up my Goodreads because I was also like, wouldn't it be spicy if we also mentioned our worst read of the year?
Shit, but I didn't
Last.
think that through. All
That's okay. I
right, well,
did.
you're talking, I'm gonna pull it up, so.
Any excuse. So when I do a Goodreads review, like you know that I pop the fuck off when it's like literally 500 words long, and I always rate them like 2 stars because I feel like a 2-star review gets like more attention than a
Yeah.
1-star review. That seems like a little bit biased. So someone actually just liked this one. And the worst book that I read last year was Bone Island, Book of Danvers by Nicole Fiorina. That book can get fucked. It's the second book, obviously, in The Tales of Weeping
Oh,
Hollow.
I know what the worst book I read is. Okay, we're good.
And bitch, like I cannot even express it. Was it the Cookie Cum book? Was that was because this book was worse than the Cookie Cum book.
No, that was
She
actually,
hated
that came up on my Goodreads, like, review is the shortest book I read in
Feral.
2023. And I was like, great, so happy that this is, it wasn't, because I checked that before I read that book, and then I checked back, and I was like, fuck, 9 pages?
Yeah.
Ruined my life. Can't share this. I don't want anyone to see cookies come and whatever. On my fucking,
Oh, good Lord. The
even though I
first.
talked about that book like openly on
Yeah,
it,
of
but still,
course. I
still.
can't share it to my Instagram because Kate often, the best thing about Kate is that sometimes she'll accidentally share her like Instagram stuff to Facebook. Yeah, we're boomers. We're on Facebook. What are you gonna do about it? But truly.
Yeah. Was it you last time or was it Shayna who was like, did you mean to share this to your personal? No, it was you,
Probably
right?
Shayna. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Shayna's
Maybe.
caught me before, but this time I think it might have been you. You were just like, did you mean to send this to this? And I was like, no. And but it didn't show up for me,
Jesus.
so like I couldn't delete it. Like I couldn't figure out how to delete it because I couldn't figure out how it got there in the first place.
With my Kindle throwing
So
itself around. It's like, shut the fuck up and read me, bitch. Like.
my worst book before we get back into the good stuff, I believe was the Mountain Man series by Gemma Weir. I kept going with it. So like the first one, I was like, this made a lot of good content for my Instagram. Some like popular content. So I'm like, I'm gonna read another one. And it was okay. And I read the third and I DNF'd because I was like, what am I doing with my life right now?
Why?
Like,
Yeah,
it's
like, why am I
all
doing this?
like, I mean, it's just too much. It's just, I don't super fuck with birth control sabotage. And I don't have a whole, like, again, I just read a book where he just peed in the other guy, like in his butt. So it's like, I don't have a lot of limits, honestly. I read like Daddy Dom, like the full on age play stuff. I read the cookie fucking book and honestly, it wasn't turned off by it. Like, if you want to fuck a cookie, that's fine.
That's on you.
Yeah, it's messy. I didn't like the eating it part, but I hate fucking a cookie. Gingerbread man is fine. But I don't fuck with birth control sabotage. It takes me out of like every book.
Yeah,
So
well, no, it's probably also like has to do with like our views as women. Like it's, you know, because it's like it's obviously not real life. Like it's not as
yeah.
serious, but
And I
like,
love breeding kink. I love the breed, but like, and I don't mind acts like she doesn't know that his, she thinks she's protected. And like the Dragon book by Lillian Lark, it's the whole thing is it's, she thought she was wearing a pendant that like protected against sex or whatever.
Do
And
you know what I've actually been reading
it
recently?
didn't.
And I'm like, I can see this author segueing into some weird shit eventually. The Elsie Silva Chestnut Spring series. In that book, all of the guys are like not so secret breeders. Like two of the books have accidental pregnancy in them. One is like talking about like he's just like, get your fucking birth control out, like all of these things. And I'm like, like I like that's the other thing Elsie Silva loves. She loves like people working out. And people getting pregnant. It's a very strange combo. Hit my inbox if you want to agree with me on that one, because it's like, I don't know.
Very specific.
Like it was, I was like, oh, okay, Canadian cowboys love to fuck raw. Good on them.
I will say I almost said this other book though as my worst. But the Mountain Man one was a 2-star and these are 3 stars. But it's the Wit Sex series by Ashley Rostock. And I think I talked about this. Like, it's the kind of book where if it is your thing, if like constant fucking drama is your thing, like the heroine who like every man in her life is trying to like murder her or rape her, like trust no man, like she keeps going to the hospital because she keeps getting hurt, she's also being bullied by people at school, like a serial killer is hunting her down, these are all actual things that happened like literally to this one 18-year-old girl, 19-year-old girl, and she has four dudes, four brothers, two of them are twins, like trying to fuck her and succeeding while all this is happening. Like at one point her own fucking uncle like tries to fucking like drug her.
Jesus
So it's like
Christ.
I read all four and I was like,
Can you send me that? Because it sounds a lot like Havoc, and I'm down for
I bet it
that.
is just like Havoc. So like I posted about it in a comment on Reddit where it was like, what's the most drama filled book you read? Like where everything bad's happening. And it was like the top comment and it like so many people were like, okay, but this actually sounds exactly like what I like to read. So I love that because like what is the one of the worst books to me? It's a series of four books and the covers are actually beautiful, which is like I was like, I want to read this because I love the covers. But it's like the actual serial killer part is like I thought the whole book, all four books would be like the serial killer hunting her down each book. And no, the serial killer makes like a 40-page appearance, like in the end of the fourth book. The rest of it is all just like random dude she meets trying to kill her. Like, you're like, what? What is it? Like, teachers hate her. Like, not like other girls up the wazoo. So, if that is for you, it is the WITSEC, Witness Protection. I don't actually know where the sec part comes into WITSEC. Protect. I don't know. Wit Sex series by Ashley Rostock. It reminds me of the books I used to love when I was in high school. And it reminds me a lot of like anime and manga where like horrible things are always happening to like the main character in like the manga. Like it's just like bad luck, bad luck. So it kind of reminded me of that vibe. But anyways, those are my two like bottom ratings of 2023,
And not
I
like
would say.
bottom rating, like a good bottom rating, as you would be with your gay
Oh, I
sex.
also Himbro by Honey London got very few
My
stars for
God.
me because they call each other brother during sex and I just couldn't vibe. And it wasn't even like I could vibe if it was good writing, but the way they were talking was so uncomfortable. Like I don't mind saying brother or daddy. You know, I'm not opposed to familial names during sexual intercourse, but It was just the dialogue was written by like somebody who'd never heard people speak before. But if you like Brother King, it's Step Brothers. It's not incest, but then that was kind of that part's hot. But anyways, back on track, I guess, with I have to go back to my list. All right, I'll say okay, so this one's kind of a cheating. Like if you hear this and you like it, it's like book six in the series, and you can't just start with it. So I'm sorry about that. On the bright side, the first book in the series is also one of my favorite alien romances of all time. And that is Choosing Theo by Victoria Aveline. That is one of my all-time favorite. It's one of those like Mars needs women tropes. And he's also ugly by his people. So it's like two of my favorite tropes in one book. Even though he's like gorgeous by human standards, he's ugly compared to his people. So, but the book six, I think, is Ruling Sixthand. And I'll just say alien, one of them's being held captive. They're not going to harm her or whatever, but he spends a lot of time watching her from behind a two-way mirror. So I just find that really hot. I find the idea of a man staring at me in my bedroom from behind a two-way mirror attractive.
I
Also
love
hot.
that. Let's delve into that when the episode's finished. We'll keep it moving though. I'm going to say Nero by S.J. Tilley. Now I have all of the books. It's her first book in the Alliance series. And she's just a crazy bitch. She sent me the books unsolicited, and I bought the fourth one by myself. So now I need to binge read all of those. I think I'm actually going to start to reread. I've become like a planner. I've got all these planners now. So I'm like, I'm going to plan to read that book. I never do TBRs. I'm a real mood reader. But Nero is, it's actually kicking off a lot on BookTok now because it's, what's that girl's name? Peyton. So Peyton is a virgin little, it's actually disgusting. There was this one scene. I'll post it on my fucking story, guys. It was real foul. Like someone gets their finger cut off and it's put into their throat. Like, but I love that. It's dark romance mafia.
But like,
And
okay,
Nero
I tell
is.
people it's like dark rom-com.
Yeah. Well,
Like
it's SJ.
her books are funnier than most like books billed as rom-coms,
Yeah.
but they're dark. And so the violence I think takes you extra
Yeah.
by like surprise because they're so funny and like kind of light. And then the next thing you know, he's like jerking off next to her while she sleeps. And you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold up.
That's very
What?
SJ. Very SJ. Some antics that she gets up to.
I
So, what
also
else have you
I love these two, by the way. So I agree with this. I Hans just came out December 28th under the wire there for 2023, but it is a huge hit because it is two stalkers. I mean, she's stalker light and he's stalker heavy. Like she's just like can takes account of when he leaves his home and returns to his home, and she brings him treats all the times, and she tries to peer in his windows and stuff. And he breaks into her house and like checks to make sure her stove
Do you know
is
what I
off.
said to SJ when you were like, oh, I got Hans? And so I was like, jokingly, of course, but we won't tell her that. I was like, oh, so when do I get the Ark of Hans? And she goes, when you fucking read King and Dom. And I was like, fuck you, bitch. She got me there. She didn't get me there. So that's okay. She's not wrong.
Actually, yeah, because I was like, oh, I was surprised you didn't immediately like message me about
Well,
Hans, and then you told me that you hadn't even read King or
yeah,
Dom yet, and I was like, what the fuck,
because
bitch?
no, I was like, I have not been in a good like reading spot since getting this job. Like, I feel like I haven't been giving everything I can to the book, so I didn't want to mar a good ex like, I know they're going to be amazing books. I've loved everything that SJ has written, and like, how could I not love this? So I didn't want to mar a reading experience with that. Every book that I've read has just been a pile of shit, basically, guys. Like, let's just let it be known that ever since scoring the player and suffering from COVID and being in bed. That was when I fucking, when I had the COVID, that was when I was in bed reading ACOTAR. I was listening to the audiobooks of that.
We still have to do an episode on those, and I need to find time
Absolutely
to read
fucking
them.
not.
It's
So
happening.
pick somebody else.
It's gonna be
Pick somebody
book
else.
club, book one. ACOTAR. Nobody will come.
You better not. We got anything else, or are you wrapping this bad boy up? Have we got more?
No, I have like two more, but I can whip through
Oh,
them in 3 minutes.
yeah, go.
Okay, so then there was Empty Net by Avon Gale, which is a an MM hockey romance. I then immediately binged everything by Avon Gale that I could find. No Regrets. It's basically a guy who's been incredibly trigger warnings up the wazoo for child abuse. He was abused by his hockey star dad his entire life, and his dad both wants him to be good, but also never wants him to be better than he is. So he's still abused by his dad, who turned him into like a huge homophobe. He's known for being homophobic on the ice, and he ends up in a fight with the gay hockey goalie of the other team, who then actually can he joins his team though, which is unfortunate. Like, and now they're forced to work together, and the hockey goalie is so fucking sweet and gentle, and it turns out like the other guy's never been even like touched with like a friendly hand before. Like, he doesn't know if he's a tr who he's attracted to. He's never been allowed to even explore his sexuality or look at another person sexually. He's just been like beaten into submission by his dad constantly. And so it's really a journey of like sexual exploration, and what the goalie is so sweet and like guides him through it, and like, you know, helps him. Like, he goes to therapy. It's just one of the sweetest, most emotional books I read in 2023. And definitely up there with like Heated Rivalry in terms of just like a really enjoyable book to read. It's also not NFL, it's minor league hockey, like minor league hockey. So I learned a lot about like the hierarchy of hockey. And then this is cheating because it doesn't come out until February of this year, but I read it last year. Fangirl Down by Tessa Bailey. Absolutely adorable. If you've been reading Tessa for a while, I love Tessa Bailey books. I will say, like, some of her more recent, like, mainstream books haven't hit the mark for me, like her older. I mean, I've still loved them, but I was definitely missing the like unhinged Tessa vibes that her like indie stuff used to have. And now I feel like she's toned it down slightly for the mainstream. And but there's like the heroine rims the dude in this book, which is like
Woo.
fucking amazing. And yeah, it's about a pro golfer who's losing his pizzazz, and he has one fan left basically, and then he alienates her, and then his entire life, like, she stops showing up to shit, and he's like, my entire life is over if I don't find her. And then her shop gets like flooded, and so he decides he's going to help her. She's going to be his caddy. He'll win some tournaments with her by his side, and then she'll use the money to like renovate her shop. So, ha! Did it. So
Perfect.
it's
I
good.
can't
Stay
wait to
tuned for
fucking read
that
that
in
one. It sounds
February.
so good.
Yeah, it's good. All
Amazing.
right. Well, thank you everybody for coming.
Thank you for
And
listening to
yeah,
us.
thank you for listening, smut sluts. And yeah, we'll tune in again soon. You can listen on Patreon. I'm going to do another episode with like another top 10 from 2023, some of my all-time favorite books. So feel free to join us there. It's like $1 a month. So just to listen to me spout bullshit.
We love you.
I love you. Stay smutty, stay slutty, and read whatever the
Read
fuck you
the fuck
want.
you want.